gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalen Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney and she'll put you on the air with us. Again, that number is 818-818-6401. The show is brought to you by VitaCraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And of course, you can do that with Lick and Lap by VitaCraft. It is the best treat you will find in the cat market. I highly recommend that to stuff in those stocking stuffers for Christmas. Go to VitaCraft.us, Walmart.com, or you can go to your pet store. Also, Good Pets food, supplements, and treats giving your dog a healthier life. You can enter the promo code of PETS and save 10% at goodpetsfoods.com. Don't forget to check out PETA.org for information if you're looking to become a vegan or a vegetarian or just information about your animals. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets and we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We want to talk with you. I'm John Patch.
I'm Jalen Sidlow.
I'm Sydney Hubbard.
And pick up the phone and give us a call at 818-818-6401. It's going to be a little different today. I am producing and hosting the show here in my studio. And Jilly's up in Tennessee. And Sydney, where, Sydney?
We're in Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, California at CRN. So Sydney's going to be joining. You know what, Sydney? I don't know why you don't come on the mic with us more. It'd be fun to have you.
Yeah, I'm down to pop in time and time.
Can you? That's
yeah,
cool.
Sure.
All right. That's good to know. I look forward to it. So you're going to be popping in today back and forth as
yeah,
well.
There we go.
But Jilly's tackling all the pet stories today, so we can look forward to that. But we are live here right before Christmas, and a big thank you to Jilly and to Sydney for being part of the show today. And We're live, so if you want to call and you've got a training question or a behavior question, you can pick up the phone and give us a call. Again, 818-818-6401. That is the number to call. You can watch us on Facebook Live, or I should say you can watch me on Facebook Live, as I'm doing multitasking here, at Talkin' Pets Radio. You can listen live at TalkinPets.com. Click on Listen Live. Or you can go to Alexa and say CRN4, tune in, and listen to the show there.
Merry Christmas to you.
Hey, Miss Jilly. So I got to tell you, I think you already know this, but that is one of my favorite artists of all time.
Oh, yes. Both of us, we've talked about this for years. Just listening to him gives me goosebumps.
And yeah.
I remember him when he was so young. Wasn't his first, like, besides, you know, singing opera, he was on the Ally McBeal show.
That was when
in high school, and he was her date.
Yes, that was when I first saw him.
Yeah.
And, I just, when he sang at that prom or whatever it was, my mouth hit the floor.
Yes.
I'm curious. Sydney, are you familiar with Josh Groban?
No, I'm not familiar with him.
Oh, my God. You got to get familiar.
I like that one.
The voice of an angel.
Yeah.
He is. He is unbelievable. The best. Matter of fact, when my mom and my dad passed away, I played one of his songs at the funeral. And literally everyone was crying. But... Just a great artist. So we are open to your questions. If you've got a training question or a behavior question, at 818-818-6401. But we're going to start off with Miss Jilly. What's your weather like in Tennessee?
Very, very cold. I mean, today it's been in the low 20s, but tonight we're going into the teens. We had snow last night. We've got snow now. I've had several outages today, which is hard for me. I mean, I have space heaters because I'm still not recovered from the hurricane. It is still a devil of a mess up here. I do have space heaters, and I have a wood-burning stove, but I've gone through almost my entire winter of wood because I've been waiting for my HVAC to be replaced and my roof to be replaced for 3 months. But, you know, Xerxes and I went out. Xerxes is my massive male champion Rottweiler. We went out and cut our own tree down on a farm and brought it back. The house is all decorated. I put up my mother's bare Christmas world. I have fresh wreaths, fresh tree, fresh garland, fresh everything, and it's wonderful. So I'm in my own little world up here in my cottage on hanging off the side of a mountain. And I love
it. That's the one thing I liked about the winter was the fact that when the snow came down, it's gorgeous.
Yes.
Absolutely gorgeous. But then like a day later, 2 days later, it's like, ugh. Don't want to see it.
No, I like it, but it doesn't stay that long here. It's not like when I used to live in Aspen, where, you know, you had 50-foot drifts for the entire season. This, it snows, and in a couple days, the sun comes out, it melts away, and it's all fun. You know, it's easy.
But I think it's interesting. A friend of mine, my friend Sal, actually, here, went up north, and he came back. They were family. He came back, and he's like, no more. I was like, what, a little cold for you up there? He's like, yeah, and I don't like it. So, but we're cold down here in Florida, where we produce the program out of, and as well as L.A., but it's in the 40s at night here, so it's cold for us. But I wanted to ask you, Jilly, what's your remedy there for those little dogs, sometimes big dogs, but especially those little dogs that don't want to go number one or number two out in the snow?
Well, first of all, you can put a salve on their feet or little booties to protect them and get them used to those booties way before, like, it starts getting cold out so that they know. And the smaller ones who tend to shiver, you know, they make wonderful and some ridiculous, you know, coats and jackets for them. But make it a game. I mean, I do with my beast, but he's very easy. He loves it. I still put the stuff on his feet. He will not wear booties. But it's just, we just go out and we play. We make a game out of it. We run through the woods and up the trails, and we throw snow. Well, I throw snowballs at him. But he likes to roll around in it and just has fun. But
does he make dog angels?
Yes, Roddy angels for sure. Hey, if I start making angels, he just kind of flops down on top of me.
We're going to take a little break, and we come back. We're going to continue on, and Jitley's got a story for us. We'll hear about that. But stay tuned. But if you've got a question, a comment, or if you have a Christmas story, this is our Christmas show. So 818-818-6401 is the number to call, and we want to talk with you. This is Talkin' Pets.
First comes the stocking of little Nell. Oh, dear Santa, fill it well. Give her a dolly that laughs and cries. One that will open and shut her eyes.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a 5-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Kicking, punching, hair pulling. I'm not talking about mayhem in the toy department on Black Friday, but rather what often goes on when sheep are shorn for their wool and geese are plucked for down. These gentle animals are well aware that wool sweaters and down pillows aren't so nice after all. Please, choose vegan gifts this holiday season. Visit PETA.org to download a free vegan shopping guide.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only 2 natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. C60.com.
The Humane Society of the United States assisted the Grady County Sheriff's Office in Oklahoma with the rescue of hundreds of animals, including dogs, cats, goats, koi, a pig, and companion birds such as parrots and finches from alleged cruelty situation. Temperatures were below freezing when rescuers and law enforcement arrived at the scene and were greeted by shivering Rottweilers, Shih Tzus, and Pit Bull type dogs, chained and tethered outdoors with inadequate protection from the elements. Many of the animals found on the property were without apparent access to food and water, and veterinarians noted that many are underweight and some severely. Dozens of roosters and hens were also found in makeshift pens outdoors and caged in an outbuilding on the property. These animals were identified as game fowl, a term used to describe birds raised for the purpose of fighting and selectively bred to be aggressive towards other birds. Cockfighting paraphernalia was also found on the property. Over 20 koi were living in an outdoor pool, so murky they were not visible by the rescuers until later on when various other types of smaller fish were contained around in a garage and residence. Nearly 100 companion birds, including parrots and finches, were inside a garage in filthy, barren cages with no environmental enrichment. Veterinarians immediately noted one of the parrots had large patches of missing feathers, apparently self-inflicted and likely due to boredom and stress. The dogs, cats, fish, companion birds, goats, and pig were transported to an undisclosed location. Something that was striking on the scene was how silent the companion birds were. But once they got them into appropriate housing and groups, they started chattering and singing with each other, which means that was a sign of a happy bird. I would like to say thank you to the members of the Humane Society of the United States for their assistance and hard work in the rescue of several hundred animals and were involved in an animal cruelty investigation. We executed a search warrant on the residents in Grady County where the animals were being mistreated. With their help, animals were rescued and will be rehomed. Initial veterinary findings included animals with anemia, dehydration, untreated wounds, flea infestations, dental disease, intestinal parasites, heartworm, and malnutrition. Veterinarians also noted that a goat was suffering from overgrown hoofs and foot rot. Due to the risk of spreading infectious diseases to the commercial flocks, most of the roosters and game fowl rescued would have to be humanely euthanized. Responding and addressing the immediate needs of the dogs, cats, and companion birds, goats, fish, and pig at this time is to put them in placement with shelter and rescue partners and sanctuaries. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
You are not hidden. Never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Happy holidays to everybody out there. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Festivus.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Kwanzaa. So we were talking about the snow out there, Jilly. You know, one of the things that people may need to realize that some dogs just don't want to actually go in the snow. So their best bet is to get a shovel out there and not just shovel off the driveway, but shovel a path to where your dog is used to going. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, I mean, if you don't do that, then they're not going to go out there, and then you could cause a bad habit of them starting to go in the house. Or if you're that worried about it, you can get, like, the pee pad or something like that, put it somewhere, or one of those. You ever see those ones? Rather than a pee pad, I really kind of like those ones that look like grass. You ever see those?
Yeah, a lot of people use them in big cities where they're in a high rise, but they'll put them on their balcony so at least the animal is outside. Like most people in the north will have a patio or a mud room or a porch or something on their home. So you could do it so they weren't in the house, but they also weren't in the snow. There's always a lot of options for doing that. But yeah, try and get it as close to where they normally go is a very good idea.
I absolutely agree. So we're going to do a little trivia question. It's a holiday trivia question, and if you can get it right, you have a choice of picking out a product. You can go with from Vitacraft, you can go with Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks. Purr Sticks are like a stick. You break them into pieces and give them to your cats. You can also go with Good Pets Foods, Daily Multivitamin, Daily Probiotic, and Hip and Joint Plus. Those are sample treats for you to try for your dogs. We do have dog books, cat books. I have a Christmas book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. They actually have a new one out now, and that is called 101 Ways to Think Positive. You may want that for the new year. But also, I do have a pendant on penguins. You can go with that. It's actually a piece of jewelry. I have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets, a CD on reptiles, and it's a music CD from Gino Sasani. And we do have calendars, dog or cat calendars, or a horse calendar, for 2025. If you can answer this holiday trivia. In what city did Miracle on 31st Street take place? In what city did the Miracle on 34th Street take place? If you know the answer, give us a call. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, and you can be a winner of a prize of your choice. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk to you. We're open to your holiday comments, your questions, your stories, whatever you may have. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and we'd like to talk with you. But again, the number is 818-818-6401. You know, the one thing that you were saying about those pee pads, I do like the fact that, and, you know, I would say put it out on your porch or, like you said, balconies or something of that aspect. So this way, if your pet has to go, you do associate the fact with them being outside, correct?
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And you can even build one. I mean, it's easier with tinier dogs, but, I mean, like, just say, you know, one of my giant Rottweilers didn't want to go out. You know, I would be taking 2x4s and making, like, a 4 or 5 foot square and just going out and getting a piece of AstroTurf, which you can get pretty cheaply at Home Depot or Lowe's, and putting it there and giving them an option that they could go there. You know, you could probably build something like that for $10 or $15. But because you're making it look like grass, you can even get bags of, you know, grass or hay as well and give them so they have something to smell and scuff around in, like females do. Males are a little bit more difficult if they don't squat because, you know, they might use a piece of furniture and lift a leg, which you don't want to happen. That's why outdoor area. And you know,
exactly.
An outdoor area. Or you can get something like we use in Westminster, went in the area, you know, the green room, and they have little hydrants and trees.
We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with more of Talkin' Pets.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code, Radio4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio4. Again, that's promo code Radio4.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to C-60.com.
On the 5th of December, 2024, a major operation led by the Nigeria Customs Service, known as the NCS, and support from the Wildlife Justice Commission, the WJC, has resulted in the arrest of a suspected pangolin scale broker and the seizure of 2,179 tons of pangolin scales, which is equivalent to approximately 1,100 pangolins. This marks a significant blow to the transnational wildlife trafficking networks operating in Nigeria. Acting on the WJC intelligence, NCS officers arrested the suspect, believed to be part of a network involved in the supply of vast quantities of pangolin scales to trafficking networks based in Lagos. The seizure marks the third NCS-WJC pangolin scale operation in 2024 and the fourth in Nigeria this year. Since 2021, the partnership has been responsible for 90% of all pangolin scale seizures in Nigeria. The collaboration has resulted in 16 operations, 35 arrests, 12 convictions, and the seizure of 2,582 tons of pangolin scales and 1,065 tons of ivory since 2021. The seizure and arrests of the suspected broker of the stockpile are anticipated to deliver immediate multi-level disruption to trafficking networks within Nigeria. The partnership has profoundly disrupted wildlife trafficking in Nigeria, strengthening law enforcement efforts, increasing risks for traffickers, and crippling Lagos-based criminal networks involved in ivory and pangolin scale trafficking. This impact is evidenced by the absence of reported significant seizures of African pangolin scales and any seaport globally for over 2 years. This operation underscores the unwavering commitment of Nigerian authorities to combat wildlife crime and protect endangered species. We extend our heartfelt congratulations to the NCS for their extreme exemplary efforts and dedication. The scale of the seizure and the arrest of the key broker sent a powerful message that Nigeria is resolute in its fight against wildlife trafficking. The Wildlife Justice Commission remains committed to supporting global efforts to combat wildlife crime and protect vulnerable species. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalyn Sidlow.
If you walk like this, hunched over with your front claws dangling. If you talk like this, with nothing to say at all. If you eat like this, ladle, 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 with your red tongue wrangling. And when you get a little scared, if you curl up in a little ball, you might be a pangolin. Oh.
Monkeys have been spotted roaming in empty places in Central Florida recently, and the police are warning residents to stay away. The Orange City Police Department said on social media that it had received multiple reports of monkey sightings in the town, which is Volusia County. People who see monkeys should not feed or approach them, the department said, but should contact the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. A viral video from the river near Orange City, taken by a river tour operator, shows a monkey hanging out of a wooded bank. I looked up into the tree and kind of went, well, what's that? I got a little bit closer and realized that I had a monkey problem about 30 feet from me. And trust me, that is not something you see out here on a regular basis. Meanwhile, a Volusia County Elementary School principal had to warn parents about a monkey after seeing one run through the school's drop-off area. An area woman told WKMG that she saw a monkey climbing on her fence, but she realized it was too large to be a monkey because she had three cats, and when she got closer, she realized it was almost 4 feet long. Police have told residents not to feed the monkeys, which is prohibited by Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Monkeys are more likely to return to the area and may become aggressive if they are fed by people. Residents should also take care to dispose of uneaten food and garbage in closed trash containers so monkeys can't access them. Any sightings should be reported, and if a monkey is seen in the area, children should be kept close and pets should be leashed. If bitten or scratched by a wild monkey, seek medical attention immediately. Officials have not commented on what species of monkey is being spotted. Orange City is about a 60-mile drive from Silver Spring State Park, where a band of rhesus monkeys have lived since the 1930s. When some were released by a local tour boat operator, there were about 200 monkeys in this group, and they sometimes leave the park and are spotted by Florida residents. Rhesus macaque monkeys can carry disease, including herpes B. Last month, 43 monkeys escaped from a research facility in South Carolina, prompting warnings for nearby residents to secure their doors and windows. Four of the monkeys are reported to still be on the loose. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
Here we come, walk down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down. We go wherever we want to, do what we like to do. We don't have time to get restless, there's always something new. Hey, with the monkeys, people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
So we had a trivia question out there, and we wanted to know, in what city did the miracle on 34th Street take place? And we are going to go out to Ashley, and Ashley's in Liberty, New York. And Ashley, what city did that take place, miracle on 34th Street?
That was New York City in Manhattan.
I would say that you're absolutely correct. Congratulations. So you got that one right, and I got to say congrats. So way to go. So we're going to send you out a prize for answering that correctly. So what did you want to go with? You can go with the... Do you have a cat? Do you have a dog, first off?
A dog.
You have a dog. Okay. So do you want to go with the Good Pets Foods? I also do have a pull harness, a no-pull harness, I should say, in large, and it's in apple and gray, but it's for a dog about the size of a Labrador. Do you have a small dog or a big dog?
German Shepherd.
German Shepherd. That could work, actually, if you want to go with that. That's basically for a dog around 40 to 65 pounds.
Oh, she's way bigger.
Oh, okay. We have the dog treats from Good Pets. We have the dog treats from Good Pets Foods. We have also calendars for 2025, horse, dog, or cat. I also have the collapsible water bowl. You can take that with you anywhere. And dog books. You got the dog treats? We're going to send them out to you.
That's fine.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Ashley, congratulations and Merry Christmas to you, yours, and, of course, your pets.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ashley. Stay on the line, and Sydney will talk to you, and we'll ship you out those treats. That's Ashley out there in Liberty, New York. Congratulations. So I'm curious, do we still have Karen? Karen's out in Oregon. Hey, Karen, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you so much. I just love your show, I've got to tell you.
Thank you.
It's so happy and so informative.
Thank you.
I'm in Oregon, and it's raining. We don't have any snow where I am. I'm up in the mountains. But I'm nice and cozy and warm because of my wood stove, myself, my dog, and my two cats.
Well, you got something in common with Jilly.
Yes. Well, but I don't have snow where I am exactly, although it sounds like she's got a little snow there in Tennessee.
Yeah, it's not a lot this time, just a couple of inches. We'll see, maybe tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I love that.
So what did you say your temperature was there in Oregon?
Oh, you know, I don't know exactly, but it's cool. It's coldish and raining a little bit. Actually, it just kind of goes up and down. It's
Well, there you go. Climate change right in our backyard. So
yeah.
Hey, well, I'm gonna ask you. Go ahead. Go ahead. You go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wondering. I can't remember what your question was. Was a city or a state? And I did say New York, but I didn't know the city.
Yeah, Ashley actually got it right. In New York City, she was before you. But I've got a question for you. And it's a trivia question. Let's see if you can get this one. So,
I'll try.
It's not that hard. I think you'll get it. You just got to think it out. Name the three reindeer whose names begin with the letter D.
Oh God. this is horrible. I'm 75 now. You know, I don't know. Donner, Dasher, and I can't remember the third. Got those right.
What do you do when you go out to, like, you probably don't go to a club or anything like that anymore, but still, if you go somewhere and you want with your partner to enjoy the location, you would actually get out there and you would blank to music.
Oh, dancer. Thank you.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
Now, wait a minute. It was Donner, Dasher, and Dancer?
You got it. You
okay.
Got it. The gods have spoken. You are absolutely correct, Karen in Oregon.
Well, I'll tell you, you made me think, and that's kind of hard, but I really appreciate it because I feel better when I'm able to think.
Yeah, you got to keep that brain, you know, stimulated, so I know that feeling. We all get older.
Yes.
But I got to ask you, what do you want to go with? Do you want to go, we have books on dogs, cats, calendars.
How about the dog treats or the vitamins? I've got a 7.5-year-old black lab, and actually all she wants to do is eat now since she's been spayed. She did get that terrible pyometra about a year ago. And
we talked to you before. We talked to you. I remember you.
Yeah, but you know, thank goodness for God and for the surgeon. And for her strength and me being so aware, because I love animals. I would never. Yeah, we got her in time. But that pyometra is absolutely horrible.
It is.
They're so
awful.
Healthy. They're so healthy. And I wanted to not spay her. She's always with me. I wanted to keep those very valuable hormones. And everything was going wonderful for 7 years when, unfortunately, there's got to be a thing, something that we can do to stop the pyometra and keep them unspayed.
You would hope for some kind of, I think actually what we kind of need on that is a little bit maybe of like a...
yeah.
Maybe we can make it happen.
God's intervention.
Well, anyway, she's hungry all the time now because of the spaying, because there's no hormones there to stop this. And I will not feed her. I won't feed her. Huh?
No, you got it.
Yeah. Anyways, I'll take the vitamins.
You got them.
Vitamins.
We're going to send them out to you, the Good Pets Foods, and it's a triple set, so try them out. Hopefully they work well for you and you like them, and it's from Good Pets Foods. And Karen, Merry Christmas.
I do have a question, John.
All right, will you hold on, because we've got to take a little break.
Oh, go ahead.
All right. We're speaking with Karen in Oregon. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Sleigh with things for you. And for me, it's the time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say, Merry Christmas.
The Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Let me ask you an important question. Do you pay more than $20 a month out of pocket for your prescription medication? I do. I also prefer having my meds delivered to my home. Wouldn't you? A trusted friend told me about America's Rx, a company that caps your drug expenses to $20 a month for individuals and no more than $30 a month for families, like you and your spouse, for example. You sign up once and you get your meds delivered to your home every month. America's Rx works directly with your doctors and you never pay more than $20 a month. And you can easily verify if your meds are covered by going to flatfeeformeds.com. Think about the convenience and the savings. A flat fee for meds. Sign up today and start saving time and money. Flatfeeformeds.com. That's flatfeeformeds.com. One more time. Flatfeeformeds.com. And start saving money now.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet. Fresh asparagus. Hollandaise on the side. A filet. Medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flare, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Everybody's happy. Snow is falling down.
A couple gardening at their home in New York came across some huge teeth in the ground. They called in some experts who dug a little farther and found even more. The remains belonged to a mastodon, a relative of the mammoth that lived on Earth until around 13,000 years ago. Staff from the New York State Museum said the jaw and the parts of other bones were found in the garden in September 24. Robert Farinek, who works with the museum, said the person who made the discovery didn't want to be named, but they did say that initially they thought the teeth were baseballs. An excavation, which was helped by the State University of New York, found a well-preserved jaw of an adult mastodon, a piece of a toe bone, and parts of a rib. People at the museum said it was the first complete jaw that they had found in New York since in 11 years. Robert Farinek said the jaw will help to enhance our understanding of the Ice Age ecosystems, especially in the region where it was found. Teams will now try to work out how old the fossils are, as well as analyzing them to find out more about the mastodon's age, diet, and what its habitat was during its lifetime. The pieces are set to go on display in the museum in 2025. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth, my two front teeth. Gee, if I could only have my two front teeth, then I could wish you Merry Christmas.
It seems so long since I could say, Sister Susie sitting on a thistle.
Gosh, oh gee, how happy I'd be if I could only whistle. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My two front teeth.
I know, the older I'm getting, more and more teeth are getting, like, pulled out. So this is kind of my theme song. But anyway. So we're talking with Karen out in Oregon, and she's got a question for us. And, Karen, what's your question?
Well, I have that, but I wanted to totally agree with what you just said. That's
yeah.
happening to me, too. Yes.
It's like as we get older, things start to go south, including our teeth when they fall on the floor.
Yes, I can really relate to that. My question is for my lab, who, yes, we did talk before. She had had, she's seven, and she had that spinal stroke 3 years ago, and then she had the Pymetra a year ago or a year and a half ago. And she's doing fine now, but she still limps. She gets yeast in her ears, and I cannot get rid of it. It's worse in the right ear, which that is the side that she's lame on. And I don't like to use chemicals, really. Kind of a holistic type person, but I'll use anything that would work and not hurt her. Do you have any? And then how do you get it out of there? You've got to kind of swish it out and suction it out, but I can't do that myself, I don't think.
A lot of vets would recommend that. I mean, it sounds like your vet is quite amazing because I've heard you mention it, and the dog is recovered so well. Have you asked them if they can supply you either with a name, or maybe you can buy it there at the veterinary office, an ear wash there? Because it'll come in a small squirt bottle that you can squirt in the ear, and then the dog should just be able to shake their head, and then I wouldn't use anything more than like a cotton swab or a soft tissue to wipe the rest of it out. You don't want to ever stick anything down in the ear. But mostly they will shake it out. And I have used also just a vinegar and water solution before when my dogs have gotten an earache from swimming. And you can also consult with your doctor as well. But growing up in Florida, we had a lot of seaweed, which is called Elodea, in our lakes. And my dad was a doctor, not a veterinarian. He was a doctor. But he would use a product called Krolic, which is spelled K-R-Y-L-I-C. I think that's how you spell it. You can get it at any health food store. And what it is, it's pure garlic extract. And a couple of drops like that in the ear will get rid of an earache or any issues that they're having. But if you want to consult with your physician about that first, I would. Your veterinarian. But
I'm glad you said don't stick anything in the ear.
Yeah, that's don't stick anything in their ear.
Even as humans, we're not supposed to be sticking Q-tips in our ears, actually. But but we do. But you could do damage, that's for sure.
And a lot of times they'll shake for a while because they have to get it out.
Right. Yeah, Karen?
I have garlic and mullein extract from the health food store for the ear. Is that all right?
I can't answer that question. I just know I keep a bottle of it in mine, and it's, I think it's pronounced Krolic or Krolic, because there is a Y in there. And that's what we always use. And I've used it for years. I've had been, you know, hiking and gotten a bad cut, you know, on a leg, a dog, you know, and used it for that. It helps them heal faster. But I've always used it when I get an earache too. I just put a couple drops in my ear. I put a cotton ball in, I go to sleep, and the next day I'm usually fine. And I've done the same with my dogs, and it's been a game changer for them.
Oh, okay. I will look into that. And that was K-R-Y-L-I-C.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah,
thanks,
I'll look into
Karen.
That. And then I have another little question. Did you say
you got about 30 seconds.
Rogan? Did you say Josh?
Josh Groban. It's G-R-O-B-A-N. Josh Groban.
Oh.
Amazing singer.
Yes. Yeah, I'll look that up. Thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Thank you. To you, too.
Thanks, Karen.
Glad news.
Well, made it through the first hour, producing, hosting, and everything else.
We're superheroes.
If anybody's watching me on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, big shout out, hello, and you see me spinning all around. So the first couple seconds or whatever, I forgot to turn on the sound machine. So it's there now, though. We're good. We're going to take, thanks for joining us in this hour of Talkin' Pets from myself, John Patch.
And Jalynn Sidlow. Bye, y'all.
And Sydney Hubbard, we say goodbye. There you go. We say goodbye for this hour of Talking Pets, and Merry Christmas.
Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas.
Views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.